Balancing Quranic Interpretation. The Quran is a comprehensive guide revealed for human guidance. It contains two types of verses. The first type pertains to religious commandments, while the second type relates to cosmic verses or verses about the universe and the self. Understanding the role of traditional scholars and the importance of modern scientific research in interpreting these verses is crucial to better grasp the true essence of the faith. Verses related to religious commandments. To comprehend the verses related to religious commandments, it is essential to consider the teachings of traditional scholars as standard. Traditional scholars have done a remarkable job of preserving religious knowledge and protecting the form of the faith. Their interpretations and judgments serve as a valuable guide for us. For example, in fundamental matters like prayer, fasting, pilgrimage, and almsgiving, the guidance of traditional scholars keeps us on the right path. Cosmic verses and verses about the universe and the self. On the other hand, modern scientific research is necessary to understand cosmic verses and verses about the universe and the self. During the time of traditional scholars, scientific advancements were minimal, so relying solely on their interpretations for these verses can lead to limitations. Example: Do not those who deny the truth see that the heavens and the earth were joined together, and that we then split them asunder? And that we have made every living thing out of water? 21:30. The traditional interpretation of this verse suggests that the sky was closed, and when it was opened, rain began, and the earth was closed, and when it was opened, crops and grains emerged. However, with the help of scientific scholars, the correct understanding of this verse is, although the Quran is not a scientific book in the absolute sense, it contains many scientific indications that can be better understood in the light of modern research. Have those who deny God's existence not seen the evidence and signs of the origin and beginning of the universe, how it was once a united entity, and we separated it, and we made every living thing from water? This verse points to the origin of the universe, i.e. the Big Bang theory, and also to the origin of life. We know that all living beings are made of cells, and the cytoplasm, which is the part of the cell between the nucleus and the cell membrane, contains a large amount of water, approximately 70-80%. This research reinforces our belief in the Quranic statement that not only the entire body but even a single cell indicates that humans and living creatures are created from water. Example: We built the universe with our might, giving it its vast expanse. 51:47. According to traditional scholars, this verse describes God's power and greatness. However, scientific research suggests that this verse refers to the expanding universe. We constructed the universe with our might, and we are continuously expanding it. Although the Quran is not a scientific book in the absolute sense, it contains many scientific indications that can be better understood in the light of modern research. These indications draw our attention to the creation of the universe, the origin of life, and other natural phenomena. We should consider traditional scholars as standard in religious matters, but we should also take modern research into account when interpreting scientific verses. This way, we can better understand the spirit of the faith. Scholars who insist on interpreting every verse solely based on the explanations and interpretations of the early scholars should recognize that while religious commandments should indeed be understood in light of the traditional scholars' teachings, it is more appropriate to understand cosmic verses through modern scientific research. We shall show them our signs in the universe and within themselves, until it becomes clear to them that this is the truth. Is it not enough that your Lord is the witness of all things? 41:53. Therefore, later generations. The traditional scholars preserve the fundamental teachings of the faith. Modern scientific advancements are necessary to understand cosmic verses and verses about the universe and the self. Should look towards modern scientific research and discoveries for interpreting these verses rather than solely relying on the traditional scholars. The traditional scholars preserve the fundamental teachings of the faith. Modern scientific advancements are necessary to understand cosmic verses and verses about the universe and the self. It is essential to adopt a balanced and fair approach to better understand both the Quran and the universe. The Quran is the spoken word of God, while the universe is His unspoken word, and both support each other. A person is not a true believer if he looks down on someone he considers to be lesser, or he feels jealous of those he perceives as superior.